You said before, there have been so many great moments in Kentucky basketball history, but then disappointments are part of the game as well. 1965-66, taking nothing away from a great season, it still leaves one a bit empty thinking about that Texas Western game as we go back with Claude Sullivan's play-by-play.
10-9, the Miners lead. Tommy Cron picked up in backcourt, moves over the center line on Worsley, and then Bobby Joe Hill takes it away from him and goes for a gimme. Texas Western set Cron up beautifully for that one. And it's 12-9, the Miners. They do the same thing to Dampier, and here's Hill with another gimme. Say now, this looks pretty bad. Kentucky has just gone flat-footed. Cron in backcourt. Kentucky's lost that bounce and zip.
This is a year that we ran into some illness by being out at Iowa City. I don't use that as an excuse. But in the Duke game, there's six different occasions when I had to take Conley out and rest him. We'd fall behind. I'd put Conley in. We'd get three or four ahead. I'd take him out. We'd fall behind again. I'd put him in. We'd get ahead. He'd signal to come out. I'd take him out. And that's the way it went. I told our doctor, I said, we're over this thing. And I said, but the fact that we wore out this thing, I said, we'll be a strong ball club tomorrow. I said, we've got about six other kids on the squad that have also got the same thing, but of course they didn't have it as severe as Conley. So Conley did not practice. He had this severe bronchial infection. And we put him under an old, a croup jar, as you call it, at College Park, Maryland, and Shively and the trainer sat up with him and finally broke this thing, his fever, at 2 o'clock in the morning, the morning before the game. And then about 3 o'clock, Conley went to sleep. But when I told our doctor that, I said, we've got this thing now, our boys will be much stronger tomorrow, he says, Adolph, he says, I don't want to kid you. He says, you're through. He says, you shot your load. He says, your kids tomorrow just simply are not going to be strong. He said, not nearly as strong as they were today because they've just got so much stamina and this took it out of them. This was a courageous bunch of kids. A fine basketball team if there ever was one.